Say It with Flowers. Chapter 2 of Sniper and Hacker by Amethystina. Read by CookieMom6067. Sometimes Cougar forgot that it wasn't common knowledge that he loved Jensen. He might never have mentioned his feelings out loud, but he had been carrying them for quite some time, to the point where they became second nature. Loving Jensen was just a part of who Cougar was. He knew better than to flaunt his affections, however, first because of DADT, but after Bolivia, it became a matter of not adding to their growing list of problems. They didn't have time for those kinds of complications. And that was fine. Cougar didn't have to tell Jensen. Being best friends meant that Jensen was noticeably partial to Cougar in any given situation, and Cougar didn't need more than that. Jensen was still his, just not in a romantic sense. But Cougar couldn't deny that every now and then he forgot that Jensen didn't know. Cougar was far too careful to accidentally say or do anything incriminating, but reflexively, well, that was another matter entirely. Loving Jensen just came so easily to him that, more often than not, he reacted on pure instinct. Like the day Jensen needed a special kind of transmitter for their next stop in their hunt for Max, and Clay ordered Cougar to babysit. A wholly understandable precaution considering that Jensen might get stuck for hours playing with all the shiny toys in the electronics store otherwise. The fact that it also happened to be Valentine's Day was pure coincidence. Cougar didn't care much for Valentine's Day, mostly because he couldn't celebrate it with the object of his affections, but he had promised Jensen that they could buy chocolate once they were done at the electronics store. That almost counted, didn't it? Cougar was dividing his attention between Jensen's happy chatter and the shoppers passing them on the street. Not that Cougar was expecting an ambush, but it was a difficult habit to break. His gaze briefly landed on a perky-looking woman a couple of feet ahead, but since she was harmless, Cougar's attention soon moved on, only to have it snap back to the woman when she suddenly sidestepped, putting her in Cougar's path. She was brandishing a dethorned rose, wearing a shirt with the name of what Cougar assumed was a florist chain. He stopped mostly to avoid knocking her over. Jensen seemed to stop mostly out of curiosity. "Hi," she greeted, smiling widely. "We're handing out free roses." She pushed the flower into Cougar's hands, heedless of his lack of enthusiasm. "Give it to the one you love and we guarantee a successful Valentine's Day." The sales pitch was horrible, but the rose itself was quite beautiful. The petals were a rich, deep red, and Cougar couldn't help that instincts took over. Jensen was right there, after all. So it seemed entirely reasonable to turn and hand over the flower to him. Who else was Cougar supposed to give it to? Cougar gave the woman a brief nod, then started walking again. After no more than 3 steps, he could tell that Jensen wasn't following. It was only when Cougar turned around that he even realized what he had done. Because there was Jensen cradling the rose in his hands and looking like his entire world was realigning, there was something incredibly fragile in the hunched line of Jensen's shoulders, and he didn't seem able to stop staring at the flower he was holding. Cougar felt a clench of dread. There was no way to misinterpret what he'd just done, and Cougar knew that it was too late to back out now. Jensen looked up, his eyes wide and impossibly blue. "Really?" he asked, so soft and breathless that Cougar barely heard him. Cougar felt his heart jump. Was that hope in Jensen's voice? Cougar decided that lying wasn't something he was prepared to do, not to Jensen, and not about something like this. Not telling was one thing, but to outright deny that he was in love would be cruel. So Cougar nodded, ignoring how his heart was racing. "See." Cougar held out his hand toward Jensen, almost surprised to see how steady it was. Both their worlds were realigning, but Cougar suspected that it was for the better. The soft, happy smile that spread on Jensen's lips was breathtaking. He slipped his hand into Cougar's and moved close enough that Cougar could feel the heat of him. Jensen slowly rolled the stem of the rose between his fingertips. "Okay." was all he said. Then again, that was more than enough. The end.